Okay, so if you need to mute yourself or unmute yourself, it's 4-star, just so you know. If you've got kids around or you're busy working on stuff, go ahead and mute yourself. But like I said, we are going to workshop this, so it would be great for those of you who can either not be muted or be ready to unmute yourself to talk at that time. Let me first start by introducing myself as your host. My name is Jenny Baker. I have 4 children. They range in age from 12 to almost 19. My daughter will be coming back from college at the end of this month, and she'll turn 19 just in May. So a few weeks home from college. I have been with Lemmy now for, I think, about 12 years. 12 years ago, I think I went to my first Lemmy training. I started with Quest, and then I kind of worked my way backwards to Shakespeare eventually. I've been trained in several different projects, and I've been a trainer with Lemmy for the last 7 or 8 years. And I usually train Quest for them, although I have also done other trainings for them as well. So that's all just a little bit about. What we're going to be discussing today is we're going to talk about the Whisperer's Dance. And this comes from the book, The Student Whisperer, by Oliver DeMille and Tiffany Earle. It's in chapter 11 of the book. And so that will be a good place that you can go back to after we finish this workshop, because you'll have more homework that you can work on to really solidify this in your mind and work on developing these different aspects of mentoring, helping your mentoring. So let me get to my lecture portion. Okay, my background is in psychology. That's what my degree is in, and education as well. And so I do a lot of studying and work in stress management and emotions and mental health. So recently I was reading an article about children and how they process and heal from traumatic experiences. And it was interesting in this article because it talked about the children who most successfully navigate traumatic experiences have one thing in common. They have a sense of their family narrative. So they could answer seemingly unimportant questions about their families. They knew things like where their parents grew up or went to school. They could tell what their parents' favorite color was or their favorite food. And they knew stories about their grandparents and their ancestors, you know, knowing where grandma and grandpa met or where they're from. And that sense of that narrative was the one common thread that helps children really navigate these traumatic experiences and heal from those experiences. And the kids who didn't have a strong family narrative suffered much more and had a harder time navigating those traumatic experiences. So why does understanding family narrative give these kids a resilience so that they could heal and process from trauma? Well, looking at this from a mentoring aspect, as I read this article, it immediately jumped out to me the idea of as mentors, and we want to have a scholar narrative.
Just put him down.
That's one of our jobs is to provide that narrative for our scholars, help them. And I think the scholar's ladder are great way of doing that. It gives the students a sense of their identity. It gives them vision. It gives them a sense of purpose or mission and just knowledge about themselves. And so when I teach the Whisperer's Dance to teens, I actually start with the scholarship ladders and help them understand the scholarship ladders and understand the pendulum swing that happens as they're climbing the scholarship ladders. So hopefully you can think back in the recesses of your mind to when you went to LEMI training and remember a little bit about the scholarship ladders. But can anybody name some of the scholarship ladders or all of the scholarship ladders, just so we know we're on the same page? This is a little oral exam for you.
Vision, mission, abilities, skills, and I can't remember the other.
And knowledge. Very good. Awesome. Vision, mission, ability, skills, and knowledge. Yep. Those are our scholarship routers, right? And our and there's certain in each of those areas as the students are climbing those ladders, they're developing certain things, right, within each of those areas. And as practice scholars, right, when they're young and just starting scholar phase, they develop certain things. And then they add to that and grow as they move into apprentice scholar, and then self-directed and eventually mentored scholar. There's a pendulum swing that happens as they work their way up these ladders and as they're growing. I have some really cool pendulum videos I would show you. When I did this with teams last year, I was able to do it online and able to look at some videos. But I want you to draw a pendulum on your paper, like a string with a ball at the end. And on your left side of the paper, you're going to write an I or the word initiative. And on the other side of the pendulum, you're going to write an S or submission. And as the students work their way through the different, you know, levels of the scholarship ladder, they're going to have a swing that goes back and forth between initiative and submission. So when we start with practice scholars, you know, at 12 years old, when they're coming in that for the first time, they're in practice scholar, and what we're really testing at that, like in Key of Liberty and Shakespeare Conquest, is their initiative. We have lots of...
Jenny?
Yeah?
I think someone in the background has their, they're not muted, and I can hear everyone, him doing the dishes. Maybe everyone can mute if they're not actually talking.
What I'll do is, I'll tell you what, I will go ahead and mute everybody, and then you can unmute yourself with 4-star if
right.
you want to talk, okay?
Conference muted.
Okay. So in practice scholar phase, we're starting over with initiative. We give the kids, you know, some assignments, right? They have assignments, but they're not necessarily required to fulfill all those assignments. So in Shakespeare Conquest, you know, we have papers that they're supposed to write. We want them to watch 17 or more plays, you know, read, write, read, watch.